Yeah, I mean, the Fraser Institute, I think, is a bit of a lone voice on this one. Other, I think, far more credible studies have sort of looked at this issue, and they've sort of measured what is the tax, usually how this is measured is they look at what is the tax contribution of immigrants and then how many services do they use, and is this a plus or a minus? And virtually all of these studies have shown that it's either slightly positive or it's it has a neutral effect. So that there's very little evidence in the Canadian context that immigration actually represents a drain on taxpayers. And in fact, if we actually look at this, we really have to look at, I think, this question in the sort of the more medium to long term in terms of what are the contributions that immigrants are bringing to the country. And, you know, we are a country of immigrants. Immigration has been part of sort of a nation-building strategy. And certainly over the long run, immigrants have integrated well into the labor force. And also, I think really we need to look at this also in terms of other generations. So when we look at the second generation, the children of immigrants do really well in school and quite well in the labor market. So the longer term and medium term effects are really all quite positive with respect to immigration. And not surprisingly, governments of all political stripes have maintained high immigration levels and have seen immigration as being really central to Canada's future.